Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls, from their sins.
Man.
Make your life brand new. Yes, Jesus will change your life forever. I'm talking about a real change. Amen. I'm not just talking about confessing Christ and just going about your business, living the same life you used to live, doing the very same thing you used to do. Because when you get Christ in your soul, like I preach it, your life will change. Oh, yes, sir. It will change forever. The things that you used to do in the world, you don't do them things anymore. And the Lord will cause you to be brand new inside out. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. This is November 2022. Praise God. We're getting ready to go and do what the Lord called us to do. To spread the gospel. We are doing it on radio. And we're gearing up. Getting ready to go back into the jails and prisons again. Glory to God. As soon as we get the green light. Praise God. We want you to, amen, stay tuned to the message on today. Or the broadcast on today. We're going to continue, amen, what we started on last broadcast. Talking about, amen, amen, taking over, amen, correcting, amen, your brother. Praise God. Amen. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Missionary Velvet going to be ministering this month, like we said on last week's broadcast. Glory to God. Now, like we talked about on the last broadcast, the issues that's going on in our world today. With the violence and all of the shooting and the murders, people are killing people. Once you take a life, you can't bring it back. It's so sad for families to lose a loved one through the acts of violence, shooting and killings, all these murders going on in the cities across the United States. School shootings. Just look at it. Now, I'm telling you, people, I mean, schools now, the doors are locked. You just can't walk into schools any kind of way. You got to identify yourself to go inside these schools because of the violence that's taking place. I'm telling you, if it's ever a time to serve the Lord, it is now. I'm telling you, to walk downtown, to go in the stores, you got to look around because you never know when somebody that's demon-possessed will take a weapon and start shooting. People, we need to look to Jesus. The Lord is our refuge. He's our protection. The Holy Ghost is our protector. We need to live holy, live right. It's ever time to serve the Lord. It is now. People, we need to make sure you get the spirit in your soul and have Jesus on the inside. It's time out for playing church. We must be real. Get it so that the husband will love the wife. Be a mother to our children. Teach your children to love the Lord. Don't teach your children the confusion that's going on out there in that world. So much confusion. Young people are being confused, thinking about that what I preach is only just a religion. and mix it up with all these other religions out here. And they feel like that it's just something to do. And life is just here on this earth. There's no heaven and no hell. That's what young people feel like. They are so, amen, caught up with what's going on out there in the world. Looking at all this witchcraft that's out here. All the witchcraft that's being, amen, put out there before their eyes. People are being bewitched by the devil. I'm telling you. But we need to know that Jesus came into the world to bring salvation. Salvation is above religion. Jesus come to save people from their sins. Not in it, but from it. Take sin out of you. Wash you in the blood of the Lamb. Write your name on heaven's roll. Make you brand new inside out. 2 Corinthians 5:17, like I always preach saying that. If any man be in Christ, you women too. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Not some things, but all things become new. We need to get that change in us so that we, the Lord will deliver you from that life of sin and crime. Deliver a life of victory over the devil. Yes, praise God. Teach your children that living for the Lord is a much better life than living the life on the streets. Being a gangster on the streets. Children are being, acting like that you're cool, walking around being a gangster. Amen. Looking like one of the people, like a MS-13 or a Crip or a Blood or a Latin King. They think it's cool. But I want to let you know, you can, well, you want to be cool, get on God's prison gang. Get sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Then you can be cool for Jesus. Praise God. I'm cool for Jesus. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm chilling for Jesus. Yes, I am. Glory to God. Enjoying Jesus in my sanctified soul. Yes. Because I'm telling you, the wages of sin is death. Death is out there in the streets. Death is out there, amen, among all that trouble out there in our cities and towns. In the country, in the city, death is out there. But Jesus come to bring life so you can live. Yes. Missionary Velvet, praise God. What kind of song you got to bring to this, to the people today for inspiration?
Faithful, faithful. Will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Faithful, faithful. Will you be faithful to the Lord our God, to serve him in righteousness and holiness for the rest of your life, giving him your whole mind, body, spirit, and soul, obeying his every statutes and the commandments, putting off those things that is an abomination and not pleasing in his sight. So faithful, faithful, will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Faithful, faithful, will you be faithful to the Lord our God? To worship him in the beauty of holiness, magnifying, glorifying, and honoring his holy name, praising him, all praising the Lord for his mighty acts, because he made the heavens and the earth. He is the beginning and the ending of all things. So faithful, faithful. Will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Will you be faithful to the Lord our God? To trust him, to put love in your heart one for another. Loving those that despitefully use you and take the low side. Treating your neighbor as you treat yourself. And withholding no good thing that is within your power to do. So will you be faithful? Will you be faithful? Will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Trusting in Him to be your burden bearer. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest, and you shall find rest for your soul within me. So faithful, so faithful, will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Pray, pray, that we do not become like the house of Israel in the Bible day. Even after the Lord did miraculous things for them, they backslid many times and went after other gods. And because of their disobedience, some of them were, their body were bleached in the sands of the devil, the desert. So they failed to make it into the promised land. We don't want to be that way. So let us cry out to the Lord to help us in our infirmities, so we can be strong in the power of His might. So will you be faithful? Will you be faithful? Will you be faithful to the Lord our God?
I'll tell you, it's a wonderful song. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, Missionary Velvet sang them very, his inspirational song. We're going to let us sing some more on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message and the inspirational song from this one, from our wonderful wife, Missionary Velvet. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their body. Go into the hospitals, into the nursing home. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Preach, reach the people in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord, deliver and set people free from the violence out there in the streets. Lord, make them brand new men and women. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to be faithful to Him. And He will deliver us out of whatever we're in. Though behind prison bars, ever homes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan and a purpose for you. Those are in the free world, think of your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He's able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of our parents, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.